Good morning, everyone. Welcome to GCF East. May I ask everyone to stand as we read our call to worship passage found in Psalm 112, verse 1 to 10. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in His house, and His righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with a man who deals generously and lends. He conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. Truly, blessing after blessing comes to a man or a woman who reveres God and delights in His commandments. This is true for believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We revere God and we keep His commandments because we love Him. And this is the natural response of a heart that has been transformed by the Holy Spirit of God. So, let us worship Him today. Let's rejoice in singing songs of praise and by hearing His word. Let us pray. O Heavenly God, thank You so much, Lord, for all the blessings that You have given us. Lord, thank You so much for the material and spiritual blessings. We also thank You, Lord, for the stability that we have, for the protection that we have in Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask You now, Lord, that may You put the desires, Lord, in our hearts that we would like, or we long to worship You, Lord. We long to worship You in spirit and in truth. May You bless our time together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. As was said earlier, we long to worship the Lord. So let us worship the Lord in full reverence. And our song says that we rest, we rise up to the God of living waters. Let's say, are you thirsty? Are you empty?
Are you thirsty? Are you empty? Come and drink this living water. Spirit moving, mercy washing, He
Praise you because we can rest. We can find rest in you, and it is in you that we find our hope for the future. We'd like to invite you to sing a Tagalog song with us. This is the translation in Tagalog of In Christ Alone. So I hope that you can sing along with us. Because it's in our native tongue.
Kristo lang pag-asa ko, siya'y inagbibayawit ko. Batong panulog narito, di matitinag na. Jesus ang buhay. sa kanyang lakas ay tatayo.
Thank you, Lord, because it is in you that we stand and in you that we place our hope. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may all be seated.
For our announcements, let me remind you of some things. First is health safety protocols during worship service. As we reopen for in-person Wednesday and Sunday gatherings, let us be on our guard with health protocols that are in place to keep everyone safe. Always keep your face mask and face shield on and be mindful of physical distancing. If you have not done so, make sure to drop your contact tracing form after writing down your temperature in it. And please kindly drop it in the designated drop boxes before leaving the premises. Kindly exit the sanctuary right after the service. If you must socialize, pick an area that is not congested and has free airflow. For your own safety, we encourage you to bring your own filled water bottles to the church. Please make sure that the covers are secured so as to avoid any cross-contamination. Water dispensers will not be available. Thank you for your understanding. Second is our in-person church service. Please remember to always reserve a seat for the in-person service each week. Only 100 seats are available on a first-text, first-served basis. Once the 100 seats are filled up, you will be given priority for the following week. Only those ages 15 to 65 will be allowed. Text your name to the following cell phone numbers: 0922-246-1282 and 0915-703-3042. Please cancel your slot as soon as you know that you are unable to make it so others can take your place. Last is our children online worship Sunday service. We would like to remind everyone that we have an online children's worship every Sunday. Videos are posted at 7 a.m. on the GCF East Sunday School Facebook page. Encourage your children ages 15 and below to be part of this special time of worshiping the Lord. Thank you. Worshiping the Lord alongside with your brothers and sisters in Christ is a joyful moment. And it is also a joyful moment to meet and greet new faces. So if this is your first time here in our church, may we ask you to please stand from where you are seated so we could acknowledge and welcome you. Anyone from this side? How about here at the left side? At the center, no one? So let us all stand and extend our greetings to one another with a smile or with a wave or even with just a bow for now as we sing our welcome song.
Kumusta ka na? Kumusta ka na? Ako'y nagagalak na ikaw ay makilala. Kumusta ka na? Kumusta ka na? Ako'y nasasabik na ikaw ay makasama. Tuwi na, huwag gandang pumasta.
Huwag gandang pumasta.
Sa magkakapatid.
Sa magkakapatid.
Ang nagkakaisa, laging sama-sama. Tuwi na, huwag gandang pumasta.
Huwag gandang pumasta.
Sa magkakapatid.
Sa magkakapatid.
Thank you. You may take your seats. As we give our offering today, let me read 2 Corinthians 9, 12 to 15. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing with many thanksgiving to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift. Giving is a ministry, a service to the Lord. It flows from a heart that received the gospel of Christ. So, what is the primary motivation for this ministry? Well, we know that our primary motivation for this ministry is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the inexpressible gift. He is the divine gift of God which inspires all our gifts. And this is the reason why there is much thanksgiving as we give. This is the joy that we have when we give. For God gave us Christ. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the blessings that we have received from you. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation. Father, may you bless the givers and the gifts, and may you use it all for your glory. In Jesus' most precious name, we give thanks and pray. Amen.
May we request everybody to stand for to sing with us. We're going to sing a new song again. We will sing the first stanza twice so that you can sing along on the second time. These days, uncertainty faces us, and we hope that you will be encouraged by the lyrics on the message of this song, because it is to God that we give and offer our tomorrows. This spinning world by your own hand, worlds ever run around the sun. The seasons march at your command, the old departs, the new year comes. And though celestial is your gaze, you search and care for stanza. This is spinning world by your own hand, hurls ever on around the sun. The seasons march at your command, the old departs, the new year comes. And celestial is your gaze. You search and care for all the ways we offer up to you this day and all of our tomorrows. And now to the zealous youth. May zealous youth and cautious age determine not the steps we choose. Great Shepherd, guide us through each day. Oh, how we want to follow you. Come living way our way makes us reminisce of warmer days so distant now. Oh, cherish saints, the sun once kissed, whose beauty passed beyond the clouds. Then all our fond and longing tears reminds us we are pilgrims here. Certain about many things, but you are our hope. In Christ's name we pray.
Can you hear me at the back? Right. Kanina, it was said that we live in uncertainties, right? Very difficult times. One thing I've been amazed at is that in the world of uncertainties, there is one certain thing. And I'm just so honored and humbled to be in the front line, to be seeing it. And that is, God is building His church. And with that, let me just share how I'm blessing and I'm praising the Lord for how He has added to this church. Men and women who love God, love His Word, and we want to honor God by recognizing these brothers and sisters. Before the pandemic, we would usually have members or those who wanted to be members to go through the membership class. They would be interviewed by the elders, and then we would be praying for them. And then afterwards, we would be introducing them to you to give them the right hand of fellowship. But because of the pandemic, we can't do that. We did not do that, but now we wanted to glorify God by just presenting to you these men and women who has desire to worship God with us, to honor God in this church. So let me just say their names, and most of them are here. And if your names are called, kindly stand up and face the congregation so that you would be recognized, even with your face masks and face shields on. Let me start with Ate Salve Tugawa. She wanted to be here, and she has been faithfully attending the church before the pandemic, and I know she's watching right now. She's high risk, so she can't afford to be here. Remember, we've been praying for her. She has breast cancer, and we just wanted to honor God and bless the Lord with Ate Salve Tugao. Ate Salve, I know you're watching. Welcome to GCF East. Let me call Sister Dia Tiamson. Thank you very much. We praise the Lord for Sister Dia. How about Audrey Avila? Sister Audrey Avila. Praise the Lord. Sister Criselda Alcos. Oh, Chris na lang. Chris Alcos. Ate Lea Manyalak. Praise the Lord for you. Kuya Jess Manyalak. And Brother Chris Manyalak. May I ask everyone to please stand, the people in front to be standing up and let's be praying for them. Shall we thank the Lord for these men and women? Lord, we thank you. In the world of uncertainty, we are witnessing how certain it is, Lord, that you are building your church. A testimony, Lord, are these men and women. We just thank you, Lord, for how wonderful it is, Lord, to just be amazed at how indeed you have been so faithful to this church by adding to us worshipers, those who would want to be followers, not just fans, Lord, but committed followers of Christ. And so we praise you, Lord, for them. I pray that you would just use them mightily, Lord, for the edification of your church. And we pray that we would be a blessing to them as well. Thank you, Lord, for blessing this church with brothers and sisters who love you, who would want to worship you, who would want and loves your word, Lord, to study just your word, Lord, and nothing else. We thank you. We love you for these men and women. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters, our new members of the church. Welcome, sa inyo. Welcome. You may now take your seats. And before we go to our study, I just wanted to announce as well that at least 6 men and women have expressed their desire to join this church. And it's just amazing, friends. I mean, in spite and despite the pandemic, people want to worship God. And let's be praying for them, right? So with that, if you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn your Bibles to Psalm 128. We are looking at the songs of ascents, and we are now on the 9th song, Psalm 128. And if you're there already, kindly stand with me in reverence and in honor of God's word as we read all together this beautiful song. Psalm 128, a song of ascents. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. May God bless the reading of His word. You may now take your seats. Hingi tayo ng tulong sa Panginoon. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We humbly ask you to help us. Kindly teach us, Lord. Kindly convict us. Kindly encourage us. Lord, we pray that you would open our eyes and see the beauty in your word. May we see ourselves, Lord, and in our dire need for our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that we would not just be listeners, but doers of your word. Speak to us right now, Lord. This is our prayer with much thanksgiving. In Christ's most precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Magandang umaga ulit sa inyo lahat. No? Good morning, everyone. We are going back to the Songs of Ascents. To those who may just be joining us for the first time, we said we are looking at a collection of fairly short psalms, 15 psalms in all, starting from Psalm chapter 120 to Psalm 134. They are distinct from the rest of the psalms because of the heading, a song of ascents. And we know what that means, that these are songs that they sing when they go up, ascents. When they go up to the holy city, when they go up to Jerusalem to worship God, right? And why did we say it's going upward? Because the holy city, Jerusalem, is situated on higher ground. The only way that you should go when you go to the Jerusalem is to go up. We said that they were written in different times. different occasions, and they speak of different situations of a believer of God. Therefore, in this side of the cross, it is very helpful for us as well. The last time we were together, we looked at Psalm 127 and discussed about how vain it is, how futile it is to be working, to be preserving, to be trying to provide for your needs on your own. Because as the psalmist Solomon, the wise king, told us, Psalm 127 verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. We underline that phrase, remember? Anxious toil. Nakapagod. For he gives to his beloved sleep. In that psalm, we saw that God is the builder. God is the protector. And he is the breadwinner. Thus, we can work. Yes, we can preserve. Yes, we can strive to provide restfully. Resting in his loving, providential care. Because we are the beloved. We are the beloved. And how did the Lord build? How did he provide? How did he secure? How did he do that? According to Psalm 127, through the giving of children. And again, friends, we need to be very careful with this study. Here is not an ironclad promise. This is not a promise, but a principle, a general observation, a truism. Diba kagaya ng Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he is old, he will not depart from it. We know that that is not a promise, but a principle. Because we know of godly people who have been nurturing their kids, only to find their kids go astray. Friends, we need to understand, we don't have a hold of our kids' spiritual journey. We just need to pray for them. We need to be a godly influence to them. That's why, remember, we said, as long as they're in your stewardship, be an evangelist in the house. Be an influencer in the house. So, this is a general principle, not a promise. So, as we go back to Psalm 127, we saw that generally and usually, God provides, God protects, and God builds through the giving of kids. And so remember, when we close that song, we looked at the pilgrim as he was ending the song. He was encouraged as he was looking at his own family, as he was looking at his community, because he understands that there is work to be done. Yes, he needs to work. He needs to preserve. He needs to provide. But he does that with security. Because he knows that the primary builder is God. He is the protector. He is the breadwinner. Therefore, he rests in the loving care of God. As we now go to Psalm 128, this may be familiar to most of you. As I've said last week, Psalm 127 and Psalm 128 are the passages that we looked into 2 years ago for our family camp. Right? The family that God blesses. So, Psalm 128 continues on the motif of the family, right? And pay attention, friends. I hope you have your Bibles with you. I want you to see this for yourselves. Psalm 128 starts with how Psalm 127 ends. How did 127 end? Look at verse 5. Psalm 127 verse 5. Look at your Bibles. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. Psalm 128, verse 1, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. You see, the motif of the family continues on, but the theme of this psalm is blessing. In fact, if you would look at your Bibles, the word bless or blessing or blessed can be seen and was mentioned 4 times. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 4, and verse 5. So today, as we look at this passage, as we revisit to some of you this beautiful song, we look at the profile of the family that God blesses. And in our study today, we will have three simple headings. In verse 1, we would see the essentials to God's blessings. What are the requirements of God's blessings? We see that in verse 1. In verse 2 to 4, the writer explains to us and gives us an example of such blessing. This is found in verse 2 to 4, the explanation of God's blessing. In the last two verses, we would see the extent of God's blessing. So three headings in this beautiful song: the essentials to God's blessings, the explanation of God's blessings, the extent of God's blessings. I hope you have your Bibles with you. Let's look now at the first heading. Look at verse 1 with me. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. The writer begins with the word blessed. And this word means happy. Masaya. Happy. Friends, while others look for happiness elsewhere, they look for happiness in riches, in wealth, in relationships, in achievements, in accolades, we see that this happiness is not superficial. Hindi pwedeng maagaw. It is not short-lived. It is satisfaction, listen, and fulfillment in the ordinary providences of God. When we speak of blessing nowadays, people would think, oh, maraming pera, oh, many riches, ah, maraming kotse. No, we would see this is just an ordinary man with an ordinary life. And God calls him blessed. It is also noteworthy to mention that the word translated blessed in verse 1 is in the plural form. Literally, it would read, oh, the many blessings, oh, the great blessednesses, if there is such a word, right? Oh, the great blessednesses. So it speaks of astounding joys, gladness beyond measure, happiness abounding. Oh, the many, oh, the great blessings. But before the writer expounds on this blessing, he quickly qualifies this blessedness. Look at that verse again. Blessed is everyone. He said, blessed is everyone, meaning anyone without exception, anyone without distinction. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you belong to. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter if you're educated or not, whether you're rich or poor. Such blessedness can be yours. And the writer tells us how. Look at verse 1 again. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Those who fear the Lord, according to the writer, are those who would realize, are those who would experience this kind of blessednesses, this abounding gladness and happiness. Fear who? Did you notice that it reads all caps Lord? And that points us to Yahweh, right? The ever-existing one. The one who is self-existing, self-sufficient, who does not need anyone. In fact, we need Him. The one who is all-powerful. The one who is the promise-making, promise-keeping God. The one who is faithful. The one who saves and the one who redeems. The writer says, blessed is anyone who fears Yahweh. And we say, amen, Pastor, amen. But let's pause for a while. Do we really know what that means, to fear the Lord? Some would claim and say that they know the fear of the Lord. But in all honesty, marami confused about this. So I think it's just but right for us to spend a little time here. Since blessedness, according to this psalm, is available only to those who fear God. Here are things that we should consider as we try to find out what that means. Anong specific command? What specific command do we read more than other commands? What specific negative command in Scripture would we read compared to the rest of the commands? Fear not, right? Fear not. In fact, Some scholars say it was mentioned 365 times. I don't know if that's true. I haven't counted. But they say 365 times it was commanded, it's written in Scripture, to fear not, one for each day, for the whole year. I don't know if that's true. Kung 365 nga. But if we were commanded to fear not, why are then are we being instructed to fear the Lord? You see the struggle here? We need to find out what that means. In Exodus 20, verse 20, we read both. Go to Exodus 20, verse 20. Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of Him may be before you, that you may not sin." Both fears are mentioned here. Fear not, so that you would fear. Here is where we say that the principle of the greater fear applies. Let me paint a picture for you. Let's say you got your Meralco bill. I'm not sure if your Meralco bill is 10,000 pesos worth a month. Let's say you're used to paying just 300 or 400 or 500. Let's say 1,000. Then you got your Meralco bill 10,000 pesos. Then you are concerned now. How will I pay for this? Then you get anxious about how you would pay for this. So takot ka, right? But let's imagine you are holding that Meralco bill, then you got a text message saying, "Hey, your loved one is in the hospital." What happens to you? Are you still thinking of the Meralco bill? I don't think so. You are now concerned, much, much concerned about your loved one who is in the hospital. You see, greater fear trumps the lesser fear. The fear of the Lord trumps the fear of death, the fear of condemnation. So what does that mean? Ano ba yung sabihin ng fear of the Lord? I hope you have your pens ready. Write this down. Deuteronomy 10:20. "You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve Him and hold fast to Him." Psalm 130, verse 4. "But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared." Psalm 112, verse 1. "Praise the Lord," praise Yahweh. "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments." Psalm 115, verse 11. "You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." Psalm 147, verse 11. "But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His steadfast love." Psalm 33, verse 8. "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him." Last na, Proverbs 8, 13. These are just some. "The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance and the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate." So what did we see? In those verses, the fear of the Lord includes trusting in the Lord, being forgiven by Him, delighting in His word, keeping His word, hating evil, and hoping in His loyal, steadfast love. So let me ask you, do you have this fear? Kapareho ba ng definition ng Bible? Is the fear that you claim that you have for the Lord the same with what we read? In the wisdom literature in the Old Testament, we learn that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom. Job says, wisdom itself. Importante. It is very important, before we go on, to find out what this fear means. Listen to Charles Bridges as he comments on this. "But what is this fear of the Lord? It is that affectionate reverence by which the child of God bends himself humbly and carefully to his father's law." It has a picture of emotion and affection, yet there's an intimidation. You're intimidated by him. "You're so glorious, Lord. How can you save me? How can you save a wretched man like me? Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I want to be with you. Even though you're so big and so glorious, That's the fear of the Lord. And the writer of this psalm says, the many blessings are available for those who fear the Lord. But wait, there's more. Look at your Bibles again. Verse 1. He says, who walks in his ways. This further explains what the psalmist meant by the fear of the Lord. Hindi lang siya feelings. It's not just having certain feelings towards God, but a matter of life of obedience. What you have inside, the fear of the Lord, is and should be evident with what is outside, walking in His ways. Reverence to the Lord would yield to obedience to His Word. So what is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is that great love that you have for Him and great fear that you have for Him as well. Let us compare. Since we're in the Psalms already, let us look at two other wisdom Psalms and let's compare them. Psalm chapter 1 and Psalm 119. Let's look at how both Psalms started. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. Psalm 19, verse 1 to 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep His statutes and seek Him with all of their hearts. Putting all those together, blessed are those who fear Him, who love Him, respect Him, adores Him, are forgiven by Him, longs to be with Him, and one who walks in His way. This is the foundation on which you should build your life on, to experience this blessednesses given by the Lord. Again, friends, do you have this fear? Do you walk in His ways? Andali natin mag-claim that we fear God, but how is your walk? Friends, those who say they fear God but is not evident in their walk, lovingly I would say, is a fraud. Is a fraud. Listen to Charles Spurgeon. It is idle to talk of fearing the Lord if we act like those who have no care whether there be a God or no. God's ways will be our ways if we have a sincere reverence for Him. If the heart is joined unto God, the feet will follow hard after Him. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord and walks in His ways. His heart is for the Lord and his feet are going to the Lord. The writer says, if you will fear God in your life and walk in His ways, you will be blessed. The psalm would now give us an example of how that looks like. And he gives us an example of a father and a husband. Verse 1 starts up front telling us that this blessedness applies to anyone, whether you are married or single, whether you have kids or no kids. If you fear the Lord and walk in His ways, you are blessed. Let's now look at verse 2 to 4 as the writer gives us an example. As the writer explains to us God's blessing, and he would show us the blessings in the workplace and the blessings in the marriage and in the family. Let's look at verse 2. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed and it shall be well with you. It's so easy to claim such blessings right away, diba? And thinking that blessings are wealth, riches, fame, or like winning the lottery without doing anything at all. Let's observe the text. This is not the name it, claim it mentality. Look at the text. you shall eat the fruit of the what? Labor of your hands. That is very important. Because this verse presupposes that a God-fearer, listen, is a hard worker. Okay? There is labor involved from the one who fears God. And so if you're an able person and you do not work, chances are you do not fear God enough. And it reads, you shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. And as he labors, it reads, you shall eat the fruit. Meaning you will enjoy your work. You will find satisfaction in it. Did you notice that it did not mention how much he's earning or what is his standing in society, if he's a boss or not? It just gave us a general observation of work. Someone who fears the Lord would be a hard worker and God would bless him with satisfaction and fulfillment. This blessed man is one who works hard, yet rests in the providential care of God. Remember what we learned last week? It is futile if you work hard and hard without God being in it. So this happy man who fears the Lord is a hard worker. And he works hard and understands that God is the provider, protector, and the breadwinner. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, 24 to 25. It reads, there is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? So anong sabi sa atin? This God-fearer is a hard worker, and the Lord would bless the labor of his hands. He would find happiness. He would find contentment. He would be at peace. And it reads, it shall be well with you. That speaks of peace. Diba? But this happiness found in satisfaction in working and resting in the Lord to provide for you and care for you is not just confined in the workplace. As the God-fearing man who is a hard worker goes home, we see such blessings in the family as well. And the writer starts with his marriage. Look at verse 3. Your wife. Pay attention. Singular. Baka sabihin, oh, blessednesses, baka wives. Singular. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. That phrase, fruitful vine, has a picture of a great vine heavy with fragrant, sweet, succulent grapes. Mabunga, hitik na hitik sa grapes. This speaks of fruitfulness. In Scripture, the vine symbolizes fruitfulness. Ezekiel 19, verse 10. Your mother was like, word picture, was like a vine in a vineyard, planted by the water, fruitful and full of branches by reason of abundant water. So this wife of the blessed man, the one who fears God, is a fruitful, is a thriving woman. God's blessing is related to productivity with regards to this woman. This is a picture of someone who is fruitful, flourishing, and thriving. Let me give you some passages. In Psalm 128, explicitly, it reads, the vine represents fruitfulness. In Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs, 7:7-8, it speaks of sexual charm, intimacy. In 1 Kings chapter 4, 25, it speaks of peace. Judges 9:13, it speaks of festivity. So, what do we have then? A godly wife certainly blesses the husband in many ways. And this doesn't just mean just kids or bearing kids, but it means having a full, productive life. Now, let me talk to the men. I pray that we are God-fearers. I pray that we strive to be God-fearers. Regardless kung may asawa ka wala, young men, strive to be a God-fearer. Because such conviction would lead to being a blessing to your wives. For the younger men, you would be a blessing to your future wife. Start practicing now. A God-fearer would be a loving husband, a good provider who would love tenderly and unconditionally. And that would have a powerful effect on the wife, to influence the wife, for the wife to be a blessing as well. Right? Now, women, let me talk to you. You're not off the hook. Younger women muna. Do not just look for the pogi. Look for someone who fears the Lord. Right? Who loves the Lord. Yung pogi mawawala yan. Kukunti lang kami. Sobra naman kayo. Listen, seriously, if you're married to a man who fears the Lord, you are privileged. So, I pray kung ano man shortcomings ni Mister, and you're not married to a perfect man. We all are sinners. But if you're married to one who fears the Lord, that is a blessing. That is a blessing. Imagine the fears that you would have if you're married to someone who do not have a fear of the Lord. What are your fears? If you are married to one who is not afraid or does not have the healthy fear of the Lord. Diba? The list would go on. And so young women, please aspire to have or to look for someone who loves the Lord first. And women, it would do you well to just be praying for him in his shortcomings. I know, I'm married to one who looks beyond my shortcomings. And I'm really blessed by that. Now I know, as I've said, this is not a promise. There's a principle. And I know that there are those of you who got saved while they were married. And perhaps you're married to someone who's not a believer. Keep on praying. Be a blessing. And keep on living for God. And be fulfilling your duties as a wife, as a husband. Diba? Sabing ganon? The testimony of the loving or the believer husband or the believer wife sanctifies the unbelieving spouse. Meaning, he or she would be blessed as well. And we know the works, most of the time, the testimony of a godly wife, a godly husband, is a powerful witness to the gospel. So keep on fearing God and walking in His ways. Right? Let's go back to Psalm 128. Baka saan po tayo pumunta? Look at that verse again. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, speaks of a thriving, fruitful woman. And it reads, within your house. It does not only speak of being blessed with fruitfulness, it speaks of faithfulness in the marriage. Right? Within your house. This, I believe, is in contrast to the adulterous wife that we read in Proverbs 7, who is never at home. Listen to Proverbs 7, 11 to 12. She is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. But this woman, this wife, the Psalm 128 wife, is a Proverbs 31 woman. And she blesses her husband in many ways and honors God. Again, friends, marriage is a blessing from God. But God also wants to bless your marriage. Husbands and wives, aspire to be God-fearers, to have a huge impact in your marriage, in your family, and in your community. Blessed are all who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. Let's read on. It reads, from the wife, he now turns to the children. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Regarding the children, the writer used another word picture common to their time. Kanina, vine, ngayon, olive shoots. What does that mean? Olive trees take a long time to mature and become profitable. Usually they take 40 years. So you, the old olive tree, would produce olive shoots and would, ano yung makuha doon? Olive oil. Hindi yung asawa ni Papay. Olive oil, the one that they use sa cooking, medicine, right? And this speaks of productivity and longevity, right? And that's a blessing right there. They are like profitable olive shoots that produce oil and the likes. What do we have in this picture? A man who fears the Lord, walks in his ways, a hard worker, yet rests in the Lord, blessed with a fruitful, faithful wife, who by implication also fears the Lord, and they are walking both as a married couple in God's ways. They are now blessed with children who have been nurtured and cultivated patiently in God's word, and they are now where? At the table. Bongga ba? No. Ordinary life of someone who fears the Lord. Right? This is the example that the writer gives us. Such indeed is an example of one who fears the Lord. But wait, look at verse 4. And this is just sweet. Look at verse 4. Behold, he's calling our attention now. Behold, hey, wait a minute. Look. Let me have your attention, the writer says. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Why the repetition? I think more than emphasis, the psalmist wrote this as his desired blessing for those who fear the Lord. What he has shared with us are general descriptions of the blessed life in ancient Israel, right? And not a universal promise to everyone who fears the Lord. He repeats himself because these are not the only blessings of life that we can get from the Lord as we fear Him. God may give you other blessings to a single person, to a married couple who does not have kids. God is the source of blessing. Don't fail to see that, the tenderness there, the gentleness there. He gave us a general observation, and these are not promises but principles. And so, dear ones, whether you're single, or married without kids, there is blessing. There are blessednesses in those and for those who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. And I just love that. I just love that. He repeats himself because he doesn't want us to right away claim for ourselves such blessing. Such blessing, God's provision of satisfaction and peace, only is available for those who fear the Lord. And one thing that I also think why he's mentioning this is because he wants to remind us, because we have the tendency to not perfectly fear the Lord. Diba? We fail at times. So he's calling our attention. You want a blessed life? Regardless if you're married or not, regardless if you have kids or not, blessedness can only come from the fear of the Lord. And this leads us to our last heading. Okay, last heading now. Wake up. The extent of God's blessing. Verse 5 to 6. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. The psalm started with a declaration of blessing. And how is he ending this psalm? With a prayer. Diba? With a petition for a blessing. And this prayer, as we would see, is extended Not just in the confines of that one who fears the Lord. Look at verse 5 again. The Lord bless you from Zion. It reads, all the days of your life. This is a prayer of blessings, not just for a time, not just for a season, but for the duration of your earthly life. Diba? I think it picks up from the language of Psalm 23. Verse 6, Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This tells us that God is a source of all blessings. And this prayer is a reminder for all of us that indeed such blessing can only be found in Yahweh. Don't look for it elsewhere. Notice that the psalmist prays that the Lord bless you from Zion. Diba? You see that? Ano yung context nga ulit? These are songs that they sing on the way up to Zion, the place of worship, that during their pilgrimage to the holy city of Yahweh. Zion is synonymous to the place of worship, the place of God. It is the place where God meets with His people. And what does it say? What does this mean? Telling us that blessings in your life comes as you meet daily with the Lord in His presence. Again, this is not confined to just 3 days, three times a year. Our worship, our walk is not confined in one or two times a week. How is your walk? It was blessings for the Jews to be in Zion for the feasts. Pero yung Psalm 128 asks for God to bless you from Zion all the days of your life. Can we read, may God bless you from Zion 3 times a year? So it's not just pointing to the 3 festivals, right? So let me ask you, how is your daily communion and fellowship with the Lord? And that is beautiful, diba? And you know what? This prayer is fulfilled in the gift of the Holy Spirit for the believers today. John 14, starting from verse 15. If you love me, says Christ, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Listen, God the Father, God the Son are always present with you through God the Holy Spirit wherever you go. It's not confined to the holy city. May the Lord bless you from the Zion, from the place that where we went to when we offered sacrifice. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. So first of all, may God bless you all the days of your life. Secondly, may God bless you within the community of His people. You read, may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, right? Listen, God is not only concerned to bless individuals. He wants to bless all His people. And therefore, so should we. Isa sa mga napakalaking blessing. One of the greatest blessings for the believer is to see God. As I've mentioned a while ago, it's just a blessing for me. I'm humbled to see how God is building His church, to be blessing us with souls, to be blessing us with brothers and sisters who would want to glorify God as well. Friends, the church is bigger than you. God's blessing on the church is your blessing as well. I pray that we are praying for this church. I pray that we are praying for this church as we are embraced and are embracing the holy fear of the Lord. Yung prayer na ito looks back to, listen, we are in the Songs of the Saints, right? Sandali nga, don't worry, sandali na lang to. Wala lang ipupuntahan, right? Do you have plans for lunch? May restriction. So, So this part of the prayer looks back to Psalm 122. Remember? Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And we said that we have five sets of threes, right? Wherein we have trouble, trust, triumph, right? This part of prayer looks back to Psalm 122. And what do we see in Psalm 122? Verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let me just say this. In this psalm, every triumph psalm mentions Jerusalem, mentions Zion. Psalm 122 mentions Zion or Jerusalem, the first triumph psalm. Psalm 128 is the middle psalm. And it points to the last triumph psalm, Psalm 134. And that's beautiful. That is just so beautiful. May God bless you all the days of your life. May God bless you within the community of His people. And then thirdly, may God bless you with a long and fulfilling life. You see that? May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Verse 6, grandchildren, di ba? Is mentioned here. What do we see? May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Verse 6 is a prayer for both long life and continuation of the legacy in the family to be fearing God. Again, I mentioned a while ago, we do not have a hold on your sons or your kids' eternity, especially then ngayon with your grandkids. You can only be praying for them. You can only be a good influence to them, right? Grandchildren are now mentioned here. Many of you here are blessed with having grandkids, right? Sabi sa akin, mas mahal daw talaga ang apo. I don't know about that. I mean, but again, friends, inasmuch as we don't have a hold on our sons and daughters' spiritual life, ganun din tayo sa ating mga apo. But let's learn from the testimony of Timothy. Remember? 2 Timothy chapter 1. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. What a rich blessing to leave for your children, to have that fear, to model for them. What a great blessing to model for your grandkids as well, this godly life in fear of the Lord. Right? What a blessing. Finally, the psalm ends with a prayer for the peace of Israel. Peace be upon Israel. Pay attention to the progression of the prayer in this psalm. It starts with the individual, verse 1 to 2. Family, 3 to 4. Wider community, 5 to 6. Once again, we are to be concerned not just for your own family. Look around you. You're part of a much bigger family, the church. We're part of a much bigger community, right? Imagine the impact that we would have if it would start with you men, if it would start with you women, as you fear the Lord. It would impact your family. It would impact your community. It would impact this church. What a blessing it would be for this community to see men and women who love God, who fear Him, and walk in His ways. Conclusion. Psalm 128 is a beautiful song that speaks of God's blessings on all those who fear the Lord and describes sa atin an example in terms of an ideal family. But you might say here, Pastor, my family is not like that. That's well and good, Pastor, but I don't have an ideal family. First of all, welcome to the real world. Second, in holding up the ideal family, the psalm points us beyond our broken, sinful family life and points us to the beauty of the perfection that we long for in the family of God there in heaven. Right? But right here, right now, I pray that God would give you that holy fear, that healthy fear, that greater fear of Him that trumps all the lesser fears. I pray that that fear would drive you to be diligent in your work, wherever you are working. And I pray, whether you're married or not, single, with kids or not, you would strive to be a blessing to your own respective families and to the family of believers here, so that as people from the outside look in, they would see, may kakaiba rito sa church na to. That there's something beautiful. They're not perfect, but there's something beautiful in this church, in this family, in this person. And what would we do? We point them to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one who took away our fears. Diba? Took away our curse. So that we would be blessed. Psalm 128 points us again to Jesus Christ. Right? And so don't miss out on God's blessing. Fear the Lord, walk in His way. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make you a blessing to your family, to your community, and to everywhere that you go. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for teaching us. We just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to go back to this psalm again. And Lord, there's so much more that we can glean from this song, but for now, this is more than enough. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In fact, Lord, this fear that we have for you is still from you. It's still an act of grace. Before, we fear no one. Because of your grace, Lord, we now fear you. We now love you. And so, Lord, as we depart this place temporarily, we pray that that would be evident, Lord. I pray that we would not just be going out today inspired and encouraged, then tomorrow we'll be going back to our old ways. I pray that indeed, Lord, we would be doers of your word. We would be faithful followers of Christ. And we'd be fearers of the one who should be feared. The one who should be loved, because he took away our curse. And therefore, there's no more fear, no more condemnation, because we're safe and secured in him, in his arms, and in his love. We pray that you would bless us as we depart this place temporarily. May God, who is the builder, the protector, and the provider, the one who blesses us with the great fear, the one who blesses us with great conviction, the one who blesses us in all many ways, the one who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, find each one of us walking in a manner worthy of that blessing, worthy of that calling, worthy of that name, Christians, wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever we do. This is our prayer, O God, in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, everyone. We are all dismissed. Ingat kayo. God bless you. I'll see you all next week.